My name is Kyle Bragwell. Right now, I'm doing Space Tiger, which is... It started as this thing I did, like, in my bedroom, because... And I was in a bunch of bands, and then they all broke up, and I started doing my own thing. And the only way I knew how was, like, through this... I started learning Ableton, which was, like, a software. And I started doing that. And it took a long time to learn, but I'd started messing with, like, these digital sounds and stuff, and, like, programming and, like, sampling. Cause that's the only way I knew how to, like, by myself, because I didn't have, like, a group of people around me. And so started doing that and kind of forced myself. I've always played guitar. Like, that was my first instrument. And then I started, like, forcing myself to get good at other things, like bass and keys and all that. Because, again, I was just, like, on my own doing it, you know? Sort of by choice, I guess. But, and so... It's sort of just, like... built on that, and I started trying these, like, genres and stuff that I've always wanted to do. Because I was in a bunch of, like, rock bands and stuff. Like, I was in Gnarly Charlie's and Follow Apollo. And if anything's, like, notable around here, those two would probably be it. But, and then I've always done, like, stuff on my own, kind of, and I've, like, played with random people like Eric or Redmouth, you know.
What did you play with Redmouth?
I went on tour with him for a second and I played guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's honestly, I've told him this before too, like, that seeing how he did things, like, inspired me to do what I'm doing now in a way. Like,
wow.
The whole Space Tiger thing is, like, it's me, but it's also this, like, kind of... it's been this, like, rotating group of people that, like, play live and stuff with me. And I didn't know how to approach that until I started playing with him. And I was like, oh, I get it now. Like, he is Redmouth. But also everyone else is Redmouth. But, like, at the core is him. You know what I mean? And it's something I've always wanted to, like, do. But then I played with him and I saw, like, his mentality towards it. I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do. Like, you know, Space Tiger will be me, but it's also, you know, everybody around it. And I've told Eric that too. I was just like, he was like, you're bullshitting.
He's
like,
an interesting character to me. Like, I think he's one of those people that never gets the credit he deserves. But at the same time, I feel like he's one of those people that when they're like 60 is going to be just like one of those like old icons.
He is.
Who's just like a legend, you know?
And it's weird. He kind of is, like, already in...
He kind of is,
In certain circles, they're just... there's something about, like, I guess his mentality towards it all, too.
It's captivating.
It is. Like, I've never seen anyone do their own thing as, like, wholeheartedly as he's...
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't care about anyone's opinion. In a good way, you know, like... he's doing what he feels.
Totally.
And, like, some people get it and some people don't. And, like, he doesn't care. And I just thought that was, like, so... I don't know. It was pretty inspiring to me. Like...
no doubt.
When I was young. Like... But, yeah. So that, like...
yeah.
Playing with him... I had these ideas and then playing with him got me, like, on track to be like, okay, this is how I can do it, you know?
So what is it? What is Space Tiger?
What is it?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, how would you describe it or whatever?
Musically?
Yeah.
I'm really bad at this. I really am.
For people who haven't heard it, like, yeah. I don't know, like, what...
right. I guess I'm striving towards sort of this, like, indie pop thing. Like, I try to make, or I've always tried to make, like, sort of like pop music, because I love pop music, but not like, you know, polished, like, you know, when you say the word pop music, like what you think of, sure. But like the sort of like the structure of it and like that kind of thing. And so I started getting really like experimental with like how I did it and like what instruments and effects I use on it, but still like trying to write just like pop songs, but they, on the surface it doesn't really sound like that. And so, you know, and it draws from like R&B and like, you know, rock is such a loose term, but like more like Flaming Lips and like Radiohead and that kind of like, yeah, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to call that exactly, but that's like what I drew a lot from early on.
So did you have a sound in mind when you started making what, you know, when you started making all this stuff, or did it kind of just like, that's what came out?
Kind of
like,
was
the result.
Kind of just came out. And it, some of it was a result of like me having no clue what I was doing, like with the recording software and stuff. Like I was learning all this stuff as I went. So a lot of stuff early on, like I probably could have done it better, but it's what made it what it was, I guess.
Sure.
It was like, and just using what I had at the time, but.
So if, I don't really know a whole lot about Appleton or Ableton.
Yeah, Ableton.
Ableton. Or like exactly like your process. Do you use like traditional instruments and then like distort them electronic, like in the software, or
yes,
like how does that, what kind of instrumentation are you using maybe?
So primarily I'll use all I'll stick to like guitar, keys, and generally just like bass guitar.
Okay.
And I'll stick to those.
And then, like, drum samples and...
And the drums and all that kind of stuff is where I got, like, pretty experimental with it. It was, like, using, like, MIDI drums and samples to try and make things sound... I don't know. It was always, like, a challenge to me, but it's something I wanted to do, was like make these like programmed digital drums feel natural and like feel real, you know, because it's very easy for it to just sound like
the 808.
Yeah, just like a little, you know, drum machine set to a pattern, which is cool, but like I think there's something about making it feel like sort of human.
Yeah,
and that's what I always tried to do.
So how'd you do that?
So I would find like, I would find samples or have a sound like in Ableton they have these presets for drums, and then I would go in and I would actually like play it on the pad. Like I would just like set a click track and I would like play a beat like on the pad, and usually it wasn't directly, it wasn't spot on, you know, and it was like a little off. But I think that's what kind of made it feel like sort of natural. But it's literally me just like with my fingers like hitting the pad and like making the beats like that way. And then I started getting like, so I'd like do that, and then I would do like pretty standard instrumentation over it, and then just like cover it in reverb or like, you know, just sort of over the top effects sometimes. But it had this, like, sort of, like, daydreamy, like, lucid sound to it that I really liked. And then I started doing stuff like distorting my vocals and that kind of thing, all in Ableton.
So you sing on the record and...
Yeah, like, on the past two records I put out, I played everything on it, like, every instrument.
So do you ever perform live?
Here and there.
Is that hard to do, or is it a little...
It was hard for a while, like, because for a while I was doing it by myself.
Oh, wow.
Like, I would bring my laptop to a show, and I would have the whole, like, Ableton session up, and I would have my little pad, and I would, like, trigger certain parts of the song, like on the spot by myself while like playing guitar and singing.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it was stressful, but like once I got comfortable with it, it was cool, you know. But now I have like there's four other guys playing with me and we have like a 5-piece band.
That's cool.
And I finally figured out like how to do it. How I've always wanted to do it. Which is, you know, like now we have like full drum kit and everything, but also Drew the drummer has like an SPD pad. So he triggers like samples and stuff from it. And I have I'll show you in a minute. I've got a Roland 404, which is like an old school like little sampler. And so I've finally been able to like blend real instrumentation with like these samples and stuff.
That's awesome.
In a live setting, like the way I've always wanted to do it. Just never knew exactly how or had the right like people to do it.
Right.
But now I can like do it. It's really fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Right, we're playing tomorrow in Oxford.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's first like shows we've had in a while, but
where else? Is that all?
Well, Oxford.
Is it kind of a one-off thing, or
we're doing Oxford and then Memphis, and I booked those because like we were gonna go to Austin.
You were just like on the way, or
well, we were gonna like do some practice shows before we went to South By.
Uh huh.
Just so we're not like rusty. As far as
did
like,
you get cut from South By?
Well, they canceled it.
Well, right, I heard.
Yeah.
I knew some things were still going on.
The unofficial one's still going, and like...
Oh, were you on the official one?
I was on both.
Okay.
And then the official got cut, and it really put us in a weird situation, like, financially.
Ah, yeah.
And it's, like, at the point of, I don't know if it makes sense for us to go.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people in that boat.
Yeah, because, like, we had, like, an Airbnb and stuff rented for the week and like had to cancel it, and you don't get all your money back for that, so then
right.
I just paid for an Airbnb for nothing, and like would still have to find a place to stay and like rent a van and all this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm down to play, I love, you know, but I don't know if it's worth it to do all that
right
money wise and like right now.
That's tough,
and the drive like 24 hours in like 3 days,
right?
You know, it's just I told him, I was just like, respectfully, I'm gonna back out of this because it just, it's a lot right now. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody's trying to figure out.
Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
I've been freaking out for like a few days. I'm just like, all right, just make a decision. You know?
Man. So, like, I know you released the last thing on Single Lock. Tell me a little bit about that, like how you hooked up with them, or how that works for you as far as like getting your music out there, or how that relationship has been beneficial or not, or whatever.
Yeah, it's been good. So like, I'm losing track of time now. So it's the beginning of last year, 2019. At like this time last year. I've never really like known John Paul. We've known, obviously I knew who he was, but he like generally knew who I was just because, you know, it's Florence, and like even if you don't know somebody if in the music world or whatever, like you kind of know who everybody is. But
yeah,
and he knew who I was, and something got us talking, and he was like, well, you know, just come to the studio one day. I just want to, like, meet you. I was like, all right. You know, that was cool to me. And we talked, and it was purely just, like, you know, he told me, he was like, I've known, like, who you were and stuff. He's like, I feel like we should just know each other because why wouldn't we in this small, you know,
yeah,
in Florence. And, like, and he was like, said something about, he's like, unfortunately, I've honestly, like, never listened to what you've done. He's like, and I'm sorry, because I finally did, and I enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's cool. And so we got together, and we just, like, met each other. And kind of towards the end of the conversation, you know, I was just like, you know, by the way, I just finished a record. Like, I don't know if y'all want anything to do with this or not, because it's pretty different. than anything they'd kind of done. And, you know, I didn't stress it too hard. I didn't want to, like, be that guy. I was thankful to, like, meet him and stuff and just...
Yeah.
I didn't want to be... Help me, you know? And so then, like, some time passed, and then I'd known Reed for a while, and I reached out to Reed and was like, hey, I'd like to talk to you. And then we met up, and I was like, you know, I would like some help because, you know, I've been doing it all by myself, like, every aspect of it, like, making the music and, like, booking shows and playing the show, like, promoting it, like, everything by myself, which is cool. You know, I'm proud to say I did that, I guess, but, like...
But you can only do so much.
Yeah, and, like, if you... I don't know anybody that really makes it without somebody, you know?
Sure.
Like, it takes a village, and, like... And so, you know, I came to him, I was like, I would like some help. I was like, and I have a record that's done. Like, I finished it. And I would just like y'all to listen to it. And they listened to it, and it took a little while, but they got back to me. I was like, this might could work. I was like, really? Because, it's not at all to pigeonhole them into anything, but, like, it's pretty different
than what they do.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to, like... I was like, maybe they'll like it, but I don't know if it's enough to, like, put their name behind me. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think at the time they didn't want people to think that exact thing, you know? They didn't want people to think they were just, like, in this one lane. And they liked what I was doing, and they... So we talked for, like, a few months about it, and finally they were like, yeah, I think we can do this. Like, let's try this out. I was like, oh, shit. And so last summer we, like, I actually, like, signed, you know, with them. And it's, I don't know, it's been really cool, because it's, like, low-key, it was a goal of mine for a long time. Like, I've always wanted to be on Single Lock. I think, you know, a lot of people around here would, because it makes sense. And I was really shocked, honestly, that, like, I'm confident what I'm doing, but I was also, like, pretty shocked that they wanted to do it. And so I did it. And it's been really, really good so far, like, beneficial, you know? And we're still figuring out, like, what to do with what I'm doing, you know, like, how to best promote it and stuff. But I don't know. It's been really cool to me, and it's been nice to have, like, a team, you know?
So what do they do for you?
So they obviously like promoting, which, of course, but it's a whole audience that I would never get in touch with without them. It's like this weird middle ground of... Because a lot of people are, like, fans of the label that probably just, like, have never heard of me or, like, would never think to listen to me, but then they put their name behind it, and, you know, it causes people to be like, oh, like, maybe we should check this out. Cause obviously, it's, you know, it's something. And then, you know, and they've helped with, like, some opportunities with, like, we did some really cool, like, live videos that we're going to be putting out into this month, and, like, a live EP. And really just, like, helping me do things like that, you nice. Know, like, creative things that, like, I couldn't do on my own, like, I couldn't afford to, or...
Yeah.
Or whatever. And, like, setting up, you know, like, getting me, like, a PR person. And, I finally signed, like, a sync deal for, like, film and TV that would absolutely never happen without them. And so, you know, it's a lot of, like, connections that I would never, be able to.
So do you see the benefits of that in, like, I don't know, streams or like, how do you quantify that?
It's so hard. I don't know. Like, it's definitely helped some because, like, as far as that goes, because
you probably aren't like doing huge tours or whatever, mm-hmm. just because of the. I mean, it's a little different with the style of music you play, I guess. Although you did say you do have a full band now.
Yeah, and I would like.
You can do that, I guess, right?
We can now, and like.
I don't know. It seems like what's it like being a musician now? Where there's not like as much physical product, I guess, or what? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, it's so weird to like judge how you're doing. Because
I feel like that's really shifted in the last, well, I don't know, like 5 years or 10 years.
Because there's a lot of people. So there's some things that like I got on some like official like Spotify playlists and stuff, which is, you know, it's been a goal of mine for a long time. And
things like you wake up one morning and you have like. 100,000 more streams or something.
No, not that many, but
okay, well, whatever.
Yeah. They just like, or Addy from the label would be like, hey, you just got on this. I was like, what? And like, just a casual text, and I was like,
yeah,
freaking out. And,
so they just put it on other people's radar, and then people like,
yeah, like goes up the chain of like,
yeah, okay,
you know, these connections or whatever, and because. And it's stuff like that, like, as far as things that I've seen where I can be like, okay, this is a positive from being on this label, it's stuff like that. But it's also weird because, I don't know, it's there are bands I know now that have, like, so many streams, but I don't know what that means these days because, like, and nothing, I don't know. Feels like I'm like talking bad about people or something, but like I've just seen instances where there was like bands that didn't have much like streams or something but have like very loyal followings and stuff, mm-hmm. and that's like something you can see and like, you know, feel. And but then there's bands that have like so many streams but aren't really like doing anything, so it's like I don't, because a lot of it's like just algorithms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Spotify, like if you get on Discover Weekly, it just, there's so many people that are going to hear your music in that way. And I don't know if that's.
Not necessarily indicative of quality.
Yeah, like you get the numbers, but like, what is it? Like, are those people continually going to like listen to you? Do they become fans?
Yeah.
Or is it people that just passively heard it and that's it? So it's like, it's so hard to tell these days, like what, you know, like you said, like how to gauge, like how to quantify like success or like stepping up in the world, you know? So it's really weird.
Yeah, that is.
I know
weird.
I'm like on a tangent right now, but like, I've been trying to figure it out.
It sounds hard to figure. I mean, I think it's kind of uncharted territory.
It is. And it's weird because, like, there isn't any, like, physical product or anything.
So you don't have physical copies of your record?
Well, I only have, I have some, we made some cassettes. Which
is,
like, so random.
Okay, so why the cassette?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. I eventually want to do vinyl, but, like, they were asking me, because we were talking about, like, potentially doing something, like, physical. Because I've never had anything. It's always been online, like, everything before. And they were like, well, we talked about, like, CDs, and I was like, I don't know about CDs these days, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the only reason people buy physical music now is, like, the novelty of it.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody can just go stream it. And cars don't even have CD players anymore, you know? Like, brand new cars don't even come with a CD player. So it's like, stuff's kind of becoming obsolete. I feel like people are doing it purely to, like, support the band or, like, for the novelty.
And, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so we started, they're like, well, what's something, like, people have asked you about? And I was like, weirdly, I get asked about cassettes. Because, like, I would play some shows and people would ask if I had cassettes. I'm like, no. You know? Of course not. But, and so we tried that because it's like a cheaper physical thing. And so we're like, let's just try it because it's like relatively cheap to do. And it's something that people can like hold, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a fun like package. And
so has that done well?
It did all right, yeah. Like, and we put, like, at least around here, I, like, put them out before the record came out streaming.
Oh, nice.
So, like, the only way you could hear it was on, like, cassette.
Wow.
Which is so limited, yeah. You know? But for the people that did, you know, that's, like, a whole, you know, experience of, like, getting to hear the record before it actually came out through this weird medium of having to go find somewhere that has a cassette player or, like, a boombox or something. It was really random.
Yeah.
It's so random.
And we were redoing the studio, like, I think it was, like, 4 months. But, you know, I couldn't set up my computer in there because it was just a construction zone. You know? Yeah. And I guess I probably could have done, like, the speaker thing with my phone, which I think we did that some, too. But at one point, I was at the restore looking for stuff, and there was just a boombox sitting there. And I was like, I gotta have it. And so it was like $5, you know? Yeah. So I bought this boombox, very like 90s. It's kind of like cusp 80s and 90s. It has the the speakers that you can separate, the tape player, mm-hmm. the radio. And it sounded amazing, you know? And it had like the girl's name written. I think it was like Trish or something,
yeah.
Like on the top of it in big block letters. And it's just such a beautiful like thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Makes me want to pop the tape in and listen to it.
Yeah, and it, and if anything, like the you rarely get the act now of like being able to like put the tape in or like put the CD in or put,
right.
You know, it's just like there's something about it that I don't know, I think is really cool.
It is.
So that's, I want to do vinyl eventually, but like that's it's the only physical music I've ever had with Space Tigers, just those cassettes.
That's awesome. Like, so did you grow up here?
Yeah. I've always lived here. I lived in Nashville for just a very hot second, but not long, when I was like 18. And, I've been here. And
so how do you think you fit into like the whole like Muscle Shoals music scene or whatever you want to call it? Do you think, I mean, because I guess we have the legacy of recording here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like being a musician here with kind of like that, the history of that, in this town or whatever, like, is it something that, I don't know, just talk about that, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, because, like, I wish I knew how, like, people view me in the scene, and I have no clue, but, like, I never, like, consciously like tried to like rebel against the whole like recording thing, but I always thought it was, I didn't know anybody else that was like recording the way I did, which was like making shit on a laptop. Like, I feel like that's kind of the opposite of what people went for here, which was like session musicians and like, you know, getting stuff like all in one take and everybody in the same, that kind of like
mm-hmm.
way of making it. And I kind of, if I could choose how people see me, and like it's kind of how I see it, is A, to show people that, I mean, of course everybody respects what has happened here, and you know, but to show that there are other things going on, there's other ways to do things, and that regardless of how you do it, you know, there's still like good stuff coming from this area. So if anything, I've always wanted to just be some sort of example of, you know, I don't know. You can do things a little different than the normal around here, but still, like, I feel like there's still, it's about, like, the area. There's something about this area that does something musically. And it doesn't matter how you record it, almost. Like, the people are going to kind of, like, feel it. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
So you think there's something special about being a musician from here? I mean, outside of the, like, the legacy, the history, or whatever, like, for you?
I think there is, and, like...
Do you think that's, like, quantifiable, or is it, like, is it people, or is it place, or is it, like, what do you think that is for you?
I don't know. I think it's definitely partly, like, just the place. Like, there's so much to do around here, but there's also, like, not. You know what I mean? So I think that's what creates all these, like, amazing, sometimes, like, world-class musicians. It's because, like, for a lot of people that play music, like, that's all there is to do around here. I don't know, there's more, and that's not, like, downplaying this area, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in a big city or something, it's like, you can be, like, overstimulated with things to do. And, like, around here, it's just, like, just a little bit simpler than, like, a huge city. And it, I think it gives people, like, headspace to, like, make cool stuff. That's how I feel. And, like, I don't know. And it's weird. The amount of places that, like, don't have a river running through it, like, that's a really cool thing to me. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
There's not many places that genuinely have, like, the scenery we kind of have around here. And I think that does a lot.
Do you talk about that or feel that in what comes out, do you think?
Like, what other people are doing?
No, like the river or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think it...
It's on the front of your record or something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah. I think it... It's hard for me to, like, explain it. Because I'm not, you know... I'm not the most spiritual or whatever. Maybe that's not the word. But I... You know, the stories of, like, the singing river. Like, uh-huh. You know, and the Indians, like... Or the Native Americans that felt connected to that thing, you know? And they, it was a part of them, was like this river. So I think there's like, even if you're not like a spiritual person or whatever, like, I feel like there's something like mystical about it. Like, I don't know. Because I think whatever they felt back then still kind of holds true. In a sense, to people now, you just don't, like, realize it as much. Or you don't... I don't know. And maybe that's just, like, being idealistic.
Thinking. You grew up here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and, like, I just... I don't know.
So tell me about the artwork on the cover. Like, where did that come from?
So it's... It sort of comes from, there's like two songs on the record that, so there's a song called Weather and there's a song called Zephyr, and I wanted this, the idea of like weather and like using that like visually, and the album being called Bittersweet, I wanted there to be this, like, contrast on it. With, like, that's why there's, like, a beautiful sunset, you know? But there's also, like, these, like, really dark clouds, like, looming. You know, it's, like, this weird contrast of, like, something, like, pretty and something, like, dark. You know? Mm-hmm. And in the song Zephyr, there's this line that says, like, into the sea. And then there's, like, there's a whole lot after, but just, like, those three words. Me and Chris had this idea of, like, I had the idea of, like, the sunset and, like, sort of a body of water as, like, a little nod to, like, the river, and I'm really fascinated with, like, L.A. And so the idea was a little different in the beginning, but, like... So I had this idea of, like, an L.A., like, sunset and sort of, like, not knowing whether it's, like... It could be, like, the river here. It could be, like, the ocean out there. Mm-hmm. It's, like, either both of them I'm kind of, like, fascinated with. And I thought it was just, like... I don't know. I want it to be, like, a minimal album cover. And I feel like, water and the sun and the sky is, like, these, like, bare minimal, like, things in our lives are very, like, impactful. Because, like... You know what I mean? I don't know. It just... And... sort of me like being like half submerged in it or whatever was I wanted it to be like, am I like going into the water like drowning or am I like coming out of it, you know what I mean? Like that's the like contrast of, you know, the whole thing. And so it's
cool.
I don't know, I just like I had this idea of contrast and yeah, I wanted to like awesome. Emphasize that as much as possible with, like, the colors and, like, the clouds and all of it. I just want it to be... But I want it to be, like, a simple... Because it's not too much going on.
Right.
It just... But I want it to be, like, minimal but, like, effective and, like, cause some sort of mood. And that's, like, a gist of, like, where that all came from.
Nice. I dig it.
Yeah. I think it's cool that you, you know... Like, you took the picture. Like, the... The album art that's, like, out everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that you took.
You know, I totally forgot about that. I did do that.
That's you. Yeah. That's all you.
I did. I totally forgot. I walked in randomly, and Chris was like, hey, can you take a picture of this?
And I was like, I remember his camera messed up. And he was like, he was going to get you to do
or
it.
I was coming over or something. And he was like, can you bring your camera?
Yeah. It's like his card messed up or something. Like
something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened, but something happened. And we just knocked it out real quick.
Which is, it's funny.
Like, it actually turned out really good. Like, he has the perfect space in his studio to do that.
Yeah. The place is cool.
So we just put a piece of foam core down and did it. And it looked great. I just wanted the colors are so great. I was just like, we have to get the color right.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that matters is, like, nailing the color.
Yeah.
So with photos, you can make it look however the hell you want it to look. You know, you can manipulate it. It's like, it has to look how it looks.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of hard to do sometimes. I'm glad I got to do that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Like, I forgot about it until, you were coming up. I was like, oh, shit. Because I saw the painting. I was like, it's like full circle right
now. Totally. Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay, so let me see. What else do I want to ask you about? Where do you see your project going, like, in the future? Or, like, the music scene around here going in the future? Or both?
I've actually got, like, either a really long album or, like, two whole albums written right now of, like, stuff we're working on, and which I'm really excited about. And just, like, the scope of, like, what I'm doing and what I'm going to try and do, there's some stuff on it that I don't... Whether it's good or bad, pretty confident in saying, like, no one has ever done anything like it around here. I don't know if that's conceited or not. It doesn't mean it's even good, you know? I just feel like it's just something that hasn't been done. And to, like, just give a little bit of an example, like, I'm not... on this new stuff, I'm not rapping, but I'm not just singing. If that's any indication, you know what I mean? You know, like, it's this weird middle ground that I'm messing with, and, like, we've been messing with, and...
Not like Ben Folds?
No. It's hard for me to explain. Because I'm like, I'm not trying to be a rapper, but like, it's something I've always wanted to do, because I feel like literally there's a lot that can be said.
Sure.
By doing that, like, instead of just like singing out words, like, you can just say a bunch of stuff, you know? And I've like found a way to do it that feels, you know, genuine, I guess, and not forceful. So, with that being said, like, that's, I'm pretty excited to get that stuff out, because I'm just curious, like, how people take it, but, and just another, like, because there's a lot of people around here doing stuff that's all sorts of genres and stuff, and, like, I just, as far as, like, the scene, I've always, and this is, like, you know, some sort of like dream or whatever, but you know, there's like cities with like points in time, and this is one of them back in the day, you know, like, but, or like Athens in the 90s or Seattle, or like, you know, these like cities have these little pockets of time where people look back and they're like, wow, like all of that came out of that place at that time. And I really want that to be, like, this area for, you know, I feel like there's been times where that's sort of happened. Like, there's, like, when the Bear and stuff was playing, like, you know, like, that was so huge to me. Like, and I was like, all this stuff is coming out of this area, and, like, I don't know how everyone else, you know, outside of this area views it, but. So, like, for what's going on right now, I think there's a lot of really cool stuff where people can look back and be like, you know.
Like what? Name names.
Like Carver Commodore and, you know, I think what Caleb Elliott's doing is, like, aside from being on the same label, like, I just think what he does is so good. And there's bands like Pondiver and, like, Coffee Black and, like, all these bands are like, to me, I don't know, like, unbiased, like, I just, it's really good music, and I feel like there's just a lot going on right now, and I think if it hit this, like, if it all just elevated a little, everybody could really look at this area and be like, wow, like, that's the place to be, because, like, there's stuff coming out of here that, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I want nothing more than, like, the whole scene as a whole to just, like, get noticed, you know? And I don't know what that, you know, takes, but I don't know. I just...
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know, I just...
And what about your genre? Like, do you think, it's a bit pigeonholed here? I mean, that's what does me speaking,
no, I mean,
of what people perceive, but, like, I'm with you, like, I think it would be really cool if, like, other, that if it wasn't, if we weren't as pigeonholed, because there is a lot of good music that doesn't fit into the normal stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. Like, all I've ever, I just make what, you know, comes to me naturally or whatever, but, like, I've always wanted, if all else, to be, like, that sort of example of, you know, you can do things differently, and that...
Yeah, and I think that's... Yeah, that's
and,
good.
And I think maybe, you know, for anyone that, like, knew me before Single Lock, I feel like they all knew, I guess, generally what I'm doing, and that it's pretty, like, it's a little different. But then the second someone, like, backed it, everybody's like, oh, like, I don't know, like, it's not messing around, is he? Like, I don't know, it just,
yeah,
the validation of, like, you know, sort of trying to do things differently and actually, like, working out and, like, paying off, and, you know, in the form of, you know, the label, just, like, believing in it. Like, I don't know, it's just, if anything.
So that was very validating for you.
It was, like, a lot. Yeah. It meant a lot to me, like, for real.
Your creative process sounds like it's very much just like you. We're at your house right now.
Yeah.
Here at your house, just like, I don't know, getting in the zone and just trying a bunch of stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you collaborate or do you do things with other people do you see that happening?
So I never have, and I've always been a little weird about it. But now, like, all this new stuff that we're working on, me and the guys that are playing with me live, I've actually, like, opened up to letting them help. Like, I'll write the songs, and I'll bring it to them, and then they'll add on top of it or, like, change something that I didn't hear. I've never been, like, that open to it, honestly. But now, like, so I'm... Finally, I'm, like, collaborating a lot with, like, a few guys, you know, specifically. And... I don't know. Maybe I should have done it earlier. Maybe now's the right time to do it. But, like... so I'm doing that. We're doing that, like, currently. Like, recording all this new stuff.
Are y'all recording that here?
Yeah.
In the house?
Well, we're actually recording at the Single Lock Studio.
How's that?
It's going good. We just, like, really started, and we're doing some at Drew Kellogg. It's his house, too. So I'll ride it here. I'll just, like, lock myself in this place, and I'll write a general, like, idea of a song, but I'll keep things pretty minimal, so it's not, like, anything too busy, and then I'll, like, bring it to them, be like, all right, what do you hear? And then we'll, like, go over there and do something, and then we'll, like, go to the studio and do something to it. So it's like I've kind of started it all here, and then we'll take it somewhere else and, like, see where it goes from there.
Nice.
But
so where do you get, like, ideas or launching point, like, or, like, even outside of just, like, the music itself, just, like, lyrically or whatever, like, where are you inspired by that?
So, I feel like there's a few different, like, routes that I've taken. One being, I'll do this thing which I've only shown a few people ever. It's in my head, it's like the most vulnerable thing I could ever show anybody, which is I'll, like, make some music, and then I'll literally just gibberish, like, over the music, which it's pretty embarrassing to, like, show people, because I don't know. But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, so I'll literally, like, sing nothing. I'll sing melodies but no words. It's just, like, sounds to try and find, like, where to go. And then I'll hear some, or I'll do something and hear it and be like, okay, that sounds cool. And then I'll, like, there's been times where I've just, like, heard some noise I made and try to connect, like, a word to that. And then I'll, like, start from there. Then other times I have all these notes in my phone that I constantly take. Like, it'll be, like, one line, you know? I'll just be, like, somewhere random, and I'll just, like, think of it and put it in my phone. And then I'll make some music, and then I'll, like, okay, well, I'm going to start with this line that I made, because apparently it came from somewhere. And then I'll just, like, base it off that.
Nice.
There's been a few different ways where things have happened, you know? But
that's cool. Are you tied in much to the local hip hop scene?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So
who all do you like that's doing stuff right now?
Oh, do you know NGSR? It's like Cash and Skeet Times 3 and
I've seen them on a flyer. Yeah. And I was at Cash's recording session
right
the other day.
Nice. So like Space Tiger, like, me and all the guys that play with me live, we're actually backing him.
Oh, cool.
at a show at the end of this month.
No way.
Yeah, like him and that whole collective.
Where's it gonna be?
It's on Pine Street. It's this house that's been doing like house shows, but they do them right.
Will you text me?
Yeah.
I really want to go to that.
Dude, it's going to be fun.
Okay,
like,
cool.
It's all of us and then like four of them, and we're backing them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm like trying to intermingle that whole.
That's awesome. I'm kind of on my own, kind of slowly working on documenting the Shoals hip-hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at it because I don't know anybody. I'm not real familiar with that, but like as I run across people, I try to like one leads to the next, and I've photographed a little bit of. I've been photographing Miles for a while. Miles Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love what he does.
He's good, man.
And So High. Do you know him?
Yeah.
I photographed him a little bit at his apartment and his like recording set studio over in West Florence at his house. I think he's moved since then. And then I've gone to a couple shows, and Cash recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound a couple weeks ago. So I was like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of starting to get there. And
yeah.
I kind of want to keep going with it
because
it's completely fascinating.
Dude, and you should absolutely come to that show then. Like,
yeah, and Miles was like, you need to meet Coldplay and like photograph him. And I was like, you don't know him?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, he's streaming a lot right now. Like,
yeah.
He's got a lot of people like outside of just the Shoals that are listening to him. So I was like, I want to meet him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'm kind of trying to like slowly branch out, and because it's fascinating. Because everybody that I mentioned it to is like, I didn't know that was happening here, and I was like. Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, that's why it's fascinating. It's because it is happening here and nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not terrible. Like, I'm not...
No.
I know nothing about that music genre. But when I listen to it, I'm like, I like this.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like it, but I do. You know? So it's... I'm just fascinated.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
Like, where did this come from? Why do I not know about this?
And why is it not being, like, pushed?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And, you know.
So like, do you feel like you're in that world?
I feel like it's gearing towards that, like, because, I mean, I know them, and we're, like, going to be, like, playing with them. And, like I said, some of this new stuff, it's...
Are you going to break out a couple songs?
When? At that
show?
Oh, I don't know. I'll let them do their thing, but like I said, I'm not trying